Hi, this is Andrew Thorpe with another business networking tip. When you're out and about networking and you're giving what you think is a good account of yourself, you know, you're trying to be pleasant and you're delivering a good strong pitch, a clear explanation of who you are and what you do, be aware that maybe only 7% of what you deliver in terms of an impact and an effective message comes from the words that you say. Now, opinion is divided as to how accurate these figures are, but it's been estimated that up to 33%, if we're sort of rounding figures up, are the way you say the words, and the rest, the remaining 60%, the massive 60% is your body language. It's your non-verbal communication can make a huge difference to how you come across. And just a couple of things, really. When you meet people and they don't meet your eyes, you know, their eyes are shifting left and right and they occasionally meet yours, they come across as being shifty, as being untrustworthy or unreliable. Maybe you'll see people who stand there with their feet wide apart and their arms folded, and they can come across as being rather aggressive and a bit domineering and defensive. And you've probably also met people who don't quite understand the meaning of personal space. You know, they'll be stood there and they're too near you. And maybe they've got half a sandwich in their mouth and they're mumbling away and, you know, they're almost spitting on your face when they're eating and talking at the same time. So you take a step back. And then you know what they do? They take a step forward and they follow you. And then you take another step back, they take a step forward. And sooner or later, you're up against the wall and there's no escape. There's nowhere you can go. So be very aware of how important your non-verbal forms of communication are in determining how you come across and the impact that you make with people. So how are you going to get better at this? Well, you could video yourself. For example, when you give a talk, you can see how you come across. You might even video the room when you're walking around and you're having conversations with people. But probably the most practical thing to do is just to ask people if they can give you some feedback on how you come across. Now, you're going to have to swallow your pride a little bit and realize that, you know, what you think you're doing is not necessarily what you are doing or the way you're being perceived. But at the end of the day, that's all that matters. All that matters is how your audience is perceiving you as an individual and how you come across. And it's better to know than not to know. So I hope that's helped. Take this issue of body language seriously become a more effective networker, and not just through what you say, but how you say things and how you conduct yourself in a general sense. So I hope that's helped, and more to come in this same vein.